This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
And thank you for joining us for our third hour this evening. We do 3 hours of radio every night, 365 days a year, thereabouts. Sometimes we're somewhere remote, and, you know, you get a recorded show, but that doesn't happen very often. Almost always when you call, you're going to get actual live hosts. And I'll include myself in that. I occasionally am alive here in the studio.
See, I always wondered about that. You see the signs that on the strip clubs that say live girls. But I've never gone into a strip club and found dead girls.
Right.
You know? So it's like, why are they telling you that they're live?
Well, Bill Hicks was talked about that. It's the talking about smoking bans and the dangers of... No, it was Doug Stanhope was talking about the dangers of secondhand smoke. It's not like I walk into a diner and I'm stepping over the dead waitresses from all the secondhand smoke in there.
Doug Stanhope, I wonder if he's ever going to move to New Hampshire. He was a Free State Project signer.
Is that right?
Wow.
I would love
to get him down here.
So many people say they're going to do things, but then never do.
Yeah, I think he's still in Arizona. Where, as far as I know, you can still legally buy vaping products. I think that's okay. I know Michigan has a ban. It's going into effect in early October. And, of course, that'll likely beat the federal ban. Trump is, you know, being such a good defender of our rights, he is going to ban what, you know, adults can put into their own bodies.
Well, it's for the children.
Yeah, it's for the children. Barron talked about vaping, and they were very...
His son?
Yeah, his son was... They're very concerned about this. Therefore, 320 million people and all the adults in that need to lose the ability to use what, for many of us, myself included, vaping was the only way that has worked in 35 years as a smoker for me to quit smoking cigarettes.
Well, obviously the solution to stop Barron from getting his hands on a vape pen is to ban it nationwide.
It's not like Trump has time to parent.
Exactly. Just ban it. Nobody can have them. Like we did with bump stocks.
Well, like they did with alcohol with under 21-year-olds. No one under 21 has ever had a drink.
Absolutely. That's against the law.
Including all the cops. They never drank under the age of 21.
No, now I remember going to high school parties back in the 70s and 80s, and I just said, you know, I'm going to wait until I'm 21 before I have a beer.
Well, there wasn't any beer at the high school parties. It was all Coca-Cola, hot cocoa, and milk at the high school parties.
Yep.
Because laws work. Because when you pass laws, everybody obeys. And they just do what they're told. No high schooler would ever break the law by having somebody that they know who's older than 21 acquire alcohol for them. Barron is clearly not going to be able to get his hands on any vapes now that they're illegal.
Yeah. Well, there you go, Mr. Trump. If your concern was for your son, then I guess that'll work, right? Just having... hundreds of thousands, millions of people in America finally being able to quit smoking cigarettes because they found something. It was vaping, and specifically, it was flavored vapes. Mm. But not everything. That's not the only thing you can vape.
Are the autistic kids just going to rule the world from now on? We have, you know, little Swedish chick gets anxiety, and so we've got to revamp the entire world economy so she can get over it.
Rich, I got to stop you right there. No. You cannot insult Greta. Greta Thunberg, whatever her name is. Greta is a hero. I have been chastised on social...
Oh, she's stunning and brave, I'm sure.
I've been chastised left and right for questioning why a 16-year-old should be in charge. Evidently, she is now the leader of the environmental movement with reconfiguring...
Well, she is
the...
smarter than AOC, so I guess...
I'm going to call that one a tie.
Yeah, I guess so, because she supports the Green New Deal, and that would be a complete destruction of the economy to a starvation level if they actually implemented it as described. There would be famine if they implemented the Green New Deal.
Oh, yeah. But, Ian, you're finding out that in addition to nicotine-based vapes, there's other things that are being vaped. Some stuff was caught.
Well, I mean, we've heard about the different states, like I think it was Michigan, New York, I believe. Where else? There's something else. Some other jurisdiction had announced the ban on...
Massachusetts.
Oh, that's what it was. Massachusetts, a four-month...
Four-month ban. So it's like, okay, you guys use this product. You can't use it anymore for 4 months, but in 4 months you can use it again. What?
Well, they're going to come up with some sort of regulatory scheme in that time frame, I guess, is the idea, to where then all the stores can pay a bunch of money to the state to get permission to sell the vapes, which will make them safe.
But well, nothing with a flavor.
They could come up with the regulatory scheme tomorrow if they could put it honestly, which is Big Tobacco gets a monopoly on vapes. That's what it's going to come down to. It's going to be Philip Morris and it's going to be R.J. Reynolds, and they're going to have the vape monopoly because it's their behalf that this whole thing is happening on.
I think there's a good chance that that's true. Now, in other vaping-related news, since this has become this topic in the mainstream media has become just an absolute... attractor. I mean, this is something that people want to put out there. It's attracting views. It's attracting viewers. And according to CNN, nearly 77,000 illegal vaping cartridges were seized from a home in Minnesota in what authorities say is the largest haul in the state's history, A drug task force discovered 76,972 cartridges loaded with the illegal cannabis-derived THC oil.
Oh, my
Quick,
God.
Somebody panic.
Monday, while executing a search warrant at a home in Coon Rapids, north of Minneapolis, according to the New Hope police chief. Cartridges are believed to have been manufactured out of state. Their total street value is up to $3.8 million, according to the police chief.
Oh, hold on. Are we using War on Drugs math on this?
Could be. I love it.
You know, they find a quarter ounce and they try to define, you could roll 12,000 joints out of a quarter ounce. Therefore, the street value is $75 billion for this quarter ounce of pot. That's the kind of stuff they do.
Yeah. Let's see. 76,972 into 3.8 million. No, that's pretty much an honest number. It's about $50 per cartridge is what they're saying. So
interesting.
That's an honest number. Although some cartridges are sold for more than 50 on the street, so it actually may be lowball, depending on whether they're 1 gram cartridges or half a gram cartridges.
You read.
No, I'm saying that. Charges against the man who they arrested and also found counterfeit money, $23,000 in counterfeit dollars, were pending Tuesday afternoon. I'm going to say this is a darknet dealer. That's who we're likely dealing with here. If he's got counterfeit money and he's got that much product, it's unlikely that he's selling those. I mean, you're not going to sell 76,000 cartridges in any decent amount of time on the street unless you've got some really, amazing connections and this guy's like a high-level dealer. But the fact that he's got counterfeit dollars in stock as well suggests he's got a darknet account and is likely dealing in both of those products on that account.
We're going to go to the phones where we've got Mike calling from Washington. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I wanted to, again, weigh in on the vaping. I've got the little mold allergy, and I usually can pick up tainted THC oils that people vape. But in the early 2000s, when vaping kicked off, you got this box. I'm once again referring to THC, and it had a hose and all this stuff. And if you started seeing what appeared to be smoke, you were getting your matter too hot. And you were burning it. And I notice now when people are vaping, even the THC stuff, they're just burning this oil. And if you took a tablespoon of peanut oil and put it in a wok that's way too hot,
mm-hmm.
and it actually burnt and became a cloud, that's what they're you have to leave the room and the house for a while and air your house out. And that's what they're...
We're going to put you on hold and bring you back. What do you think about vaping? What do you think about this ban on what people could buy? And what do you think of the result of prohibition, which drives things to dark markets? Is that a good thing? Free Talk Live.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDarkBags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com, discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
History classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling, from middle school to law school. To learn more, join us at lfu.freetalklive.com for more details and your invitation to a free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. That's lfu.freetalklive.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. You can hit us up there. You can hit us up on Discord. Load the app. Use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, and you will sound like you are here in the studio with us. The Us in Studio is myself, Chris.
And I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
And I want to tell you how you can get more good things into your body. See, we don't just talk about vaping and things like that. We're going to talk about putting actual nutrition into your body. Good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. However, eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work schedules can get in the way, or if you're and you may not have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods, Balance of Nature has the solution. Just 3 Balance of Nature fruit capsules and 3 of their vegetable capsules, and you've got 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that is a lot of nutrition. For a limited time, you can get free shipping plus a free set of fruits and veggies. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL. That's balanceofnature.com, discount code FTL. Good stuff. I know I use them, and I think, Ian, you're taking them. Are you?
I had some. I do not have any at the moment.
Oh, you're out.
Yeah.
Well, what you should do is go to balanceofnature.com and input code FTL.
I am still taking their fiber stuff, though.
Nice.
Yeah.
You are big on fiber.
It's nice to be regular.
And Ian is nice and regular, apparently. That's what I've heard.
I just host a radio show with him.
I know.
That doesn't leave me privy to these things.
But Ian's regularity has been a topic, I think, at various points in various products we have talked about.
See, I've managed to avoid that topic up till now completely.
That's quite all right. We were talking to Mike about vaping. Mike, you still there?
I am still here. So I just think that if people look at how much vaping they're really doing as opposed to smoking cigarettes, I think they're going to find that they're becoming more compulsive with the vaping than they ever were smoking.
Is that true? So I'm one of those guys. I used to smoke a couple packs of cigarettes a day.
I only did
that for about 35 years, and now I vape. What I find is it's convenient because I run my own business, and if I want to vape,
right.
I'll vape. And I don't. It's there, and occasionally I pick it up. From a time point of view, it's a lot easier than to go outside in the cold or you know, if it happens to be winter in New Hampshire. I can have a puff or two, and I'm good for a while.
You're not interrupting what you're doing as much as you would be if you went outside and smoked a whole cigarette.
True. And when I would go outside, I always finished a cigarette. Mm-hmm. I never smoked like 2 puffs off of a cigarette.
Put it down.
And that was it. It was always the whole thing. With vaping, I do just take a couple drags, and that's it.
I agree with that. I think it's the younger generation. But the other thing, if I can just say, and I'll get off the air and let somebody else talk. I heard a late night thing about these scientists that work in the tobacco industry that probably were part of creating vaping. And they said it doesn't matter when it is in our society, they're going to create something that the masses that are struggling are going to be addicted to. So vaping is what's going on today. But I would say within 10 years, and you guys will be on the air, I'm sure of it, there's going to be a whole new product that people are smoking or doing something too much of to replace cigarettes, then the vaping. And that's what they're going to do it no matter what. They're going to find something for us to be addicted to. And I'm talking about the poorer people that sometimes that's all you've got.
Sure.
Make your
boofing,
day a little
that's
bit
what he's talking about.
Cigarette.
They're going to boof the cigarette. They're going to boof the nicotine.
One way or another. Anyway, thank you. Thank you guys for the show.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, there will be, but that is part of it. Is there's a demand? It's people enjoy tobacco, and people enjoy. I should rephrase. People enjoy nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
It has pleasant effects for some people on their mind, on their mindset.
And the reality is, if there are products people want, then yes, somebody will create it. But nobody forces you to consume anything except. You know, the government forces you to consume vaccines.
Right. We're going to stay on the phones where we've got James in Charleston. James, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I want to tell you a little story that happened to me while vaping about 6 years ago. I wanted to get off cigarettes and try vaping, and so I did. And I was very careful about the type of chemicals that went I tried four or five different types of delivery systems, and I even went to a local laboratory where I live, and they supplied all over the state and a couple of states. They made sure that their chemicals that they were using were manufactured in the United States and not in China or somewhere else. Well, all was well and good until about the 10th day, all of a sudden I started getting sores in my mouth. And after about 12 days, it was so bad and so painful that I got on the internet and I went to a couple of different vaping websites and asked the question, does anyone else get sores in their mouth from vaping? And the responses were hard and fast. So many people said that they were getting sores in their mouth. And then we tried to decide, well, what is causing this? Is it the because these were strictly nicotine.
This was a few years ago.
Right. Said. And nobody could come up with the reason why we were all getting sores in our mouth. And... Okay.
This sounds like
the only thing we could think of was the glycol being vaporized, which to our minds had never been done before, where you would sit around all day and suck in glycol vapor, because the other chemicals, like, you know, the nicotine, we were all used to that. Nobody had any allergies at all. I have none. But it got so bad that, and nobody could come up with an answer why everybody was getting sores in their mouth. We all had to stop vaping. And here's the interesting thing. It took 3 days for my mouth to clear up once I went back to cigarettes.
So are you still smoking cigarettes?
Oh, absolutely. I'd never vape again. I don't want to die.
Oh, that's interesting. So conversely, I've been...
Are you affiliated with a tobacco company?
No. And to tell you the truth, I'd rather not smoke. It costs me a lot of money, but I've been doing it since I was 15 years old, and I'm 70 now, and there's no point in stopping at this time in my life.
Well, the only government that's really done a lot of effort into understanding the vaping and what it does to the body is the Great Britain's government, their National Health Service, and they're claiming that vaping, as it is today, and this doesn't count like 5-6 years ago, reduces harm to the body by 95% over vaping. Versus smoking cigarettes. So it's interesting. James,
I'm sure that's true.
I will look into that because it may well... I've never heard of anybody getting these sores, but I'll look into that and see if I can find any backup for it.
Yeah, thank you for the call. And I know I've been vaping nonstop for about 9 months now, and I've had no real ill effects at all other than I don't like the smell of cigarettes
anymore.
If
you've got oral herpes and share the vape with somebody, is that a bad thing?
855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at Joint Base Andrews telling reporters he's disgusted after watching Democrat Adam Schiff at the DNI hearing on Capitol Hill.
It's a disgrace to our country. It's another witch hunt. Here we go again. It's Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories.
Now, earlier on the Hill, the acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, speaking publicly for the first time about that secret whistleblower complaint targeting President Trump.
After reviewing the complaint and the Inspector General's transmittal letter, the Office of Legal Counsel determined that the complaint's allegations do not meet the statutory requirement, definition concern, legal urgent concern, and found that I was not legally required to transmit the material to our oversight committee under the Whistleblower Protection Act.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi telling reporters,
what the DNI did was broke the law.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's the number to call to get on the air and talk about what you want to talk about. We're talking about vaping, but that doesn't mean you have to. You can change the subject. We can talk about anything you like. But before we do, I do want to thank Nick C. He is a silver amplifier, which means he has pledged $5 a month to go towards the show, the efforts to get on more radio stations to get the ideas of liberty in more minds, and that's how we do it. He thinks that's worthwhile, so he's pledged $5 a month. That is pretty cool, and we thank you, Nick. Amplify stands to be an amper, means you're going to contribute to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. You can find out more at amp.freetalklive.com.
And you can also tip the hosts at tips. Is it tip.freetalklive.com?
That should get you there, yeah. Okay. That's only if you want to use a credit card or PayPal. But if you want to tip the host directly, you can go to discord.lrn.fm, and then you can use the tip bot that's in there.
TipBot is pretty cool. It allows you to tip our hosts with cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin or Stellar Lumens, or there's a number of them that are supported. It's pretty cool stuff. We're going to stay on the phones where we've got Mitchell calling in. Mitchell, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I believe that there's somebody that should be investing in Balance of Nature more often to be hitting up the audience for tips. The man who laughs at his own lame jokes incessantly.
Oh, my. Is this who I think this is?
Yeah. I don't know. Sounds like an idiot.
So, do you have more to offer us?
That doesn't narrow it down much.
Just insults. Just threats. He isn't threatened yet, though, on this call.
I'm waiting. And
Mr. Reedman, speaking of threats, what's your honor code? Do you still remember it? Soldier, you should take it to heart, mind, and soul.
It's been so long since we've spoken. Do you have something about the topics?
What is your honor code? What is your honor code? I asked you a question.
Well, I know you asked me a question. That doesn't mean I'm compelled to answer.
You don't take it to mind, body, and soul, do you, Mr. Reedman? Hey, fat boy, you can laugh all you want. Lisa's going to pay for doxing me. You're such an ugly human being. When do you celebrate your 60th birthday? Looks like you're going to be doing it in a couple of days. Take a look at yourself, you fat, ugly slob.
Oh, come visit.
We need a laugh.
Just visit me. I miss you so much.
Minister,
I want to be close enough to you to put my arms around you.
Hey, fat boy. I'm not threatening minister at all. Reedman, I don't lie, cheat, or steal, and I don't tolerate those that do. And fat boy, you won't be laughing when Ian Freeman's life is over as he knows it.
Now, that could be construed.
fat boy, the audience thinks what I say is funny.
It's like
but they
we're
know
back in
true.
Elementary
Reedman,
school.
You're lucky I haven't broken your. Hey, Reedman, you're lucky I haven't broken your hands.
Oh, that David. Now you know.
Oh,
you
like what are you going to do if I do?
Is he threatening to crucify you?
What are you going to do when I do?
Is that a crucifixion?
What are you going to do when I do? Call the pigs?
Huh?
I'll be happy to call cell 411 for you. When that fat pig, nobody shows up, I know I won't have any problems to worry about.
If you ever want to talk
about topics, that'd be great. Thank you for your call.
At the same time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, I'm not sorry I dumped him, but it was just too many people.
I think nobody was trying to say something.
Yeah, well, anytime you want to meet me in a ring, bro, just let me know. We'll set up a referee, and we'll have a good old-time sporting event.
As soon as he puts down the drink, I'm sure he'll get right on that.
Yeah, you don't have to be sober. It's probably better for you if you're not. You know, because drunk people can take a lot more shock. The body is, like, relaxed. That's why they always survive the car accidents.
Right. So I've heard, at least.
We're going to stay on the phones where we've got Dodger calling in from Michigan. Dodger, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
It looks like you put him on hold. I don't think you're
yikes.
There,
let me try hitting the right button. Dodger, are you there?
Well, here I am.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, first off, I have to point out that, and you're probably one of my favorite co-hosts, Chris, so thank you for doing what you do. I like Ian, too, and nobody, but of course, nobody's a fellow Michigander. Well,
yes,
former
true.
Michigander. But at either rate, my father quit smoking after 40 years using vapes.
Wow.
And, yeah, and I was just reading this article because actually I found this news listening to you guys. I'm like, I got to check into this. You know, I'm a smoker. I've done the vapes. When I did the vapes, I smoked less. My dad flat out quit, and he doesn't even do the vapes anymore.
Wow.
And so,
how long did it take him to get from moving to the vapes to quitting the vapes?
About a year.
So he smoked for, what was it, 40 years?
40 years.
Then
40 years.
Moved to a vape, quit cigarettes entirely, and then within a year he was quit vaping.
Yeah, he stepped down the nicotine content in each of them. And so based on what I was reading, there's a shop owner, which there are a lot of local small businesses that sell like flavored vapes.
Yep.
And this one person specifically was saying that 95% of his sales are flavored vapes. And now he's stuck with selling just tobacco flavor.
So I got to ask you, Dodger, I mean, does that make any sense? Here's the thing I've been trying to quit, and congrats to your dad. I was a smoker for 35 years till I found flavored vapes. But to tell people that have been trying to quit smoking, they finally said, no, you can't have something that tastes good. You have to taste something that tastes like nicotine. It tastes like a cigarette.
And they did the same thing with the gum. At one point, the nicotine gum tasted good, and then the FDA stepped in and said it can't taste good.
It's got to taste like an ashtray. Go ahead, Dodger.
Well, why in the heck, then, haven't they outlawed the flavored cigarettes or flavored cigars?
Well, they're working on that.
Menthol cigarettes, I think, are being phased out.
But they're attacking the vapes, and, all right, he says that the vast majority of his business has a, I think that when you step down, the highest milligram of vapes that you get, I think, is 18 milligrams of nicotine, and then it goes down to 0 or 2% or none. And the vast majority of the vapes sold are in that category.
That's good. Yeah.
And
the 2% or none category, or?
The 2% are none.
Wow.
In other words, people are vaping there, and they're not ingesting, much nicotine at all, or not ingesting, inhaling much nicotine at all. And, therefore, I guess there's a counter proposal, that has been introduced in Michigan, I guess a lawsuit or something, saying, hey, why can't you let us sell flavored vapes at 2% or less? Or 2 milligrams or less.
Well, that would be an improvement. And there are nicotine supplements that could be added to that.
But, yeah, the point is to me, what business is it of government to tell me what I can put in my lungs? And, you know, I just find it ridiculous that they would even have the gall to do that unless they're trying to, you know, gin up some more business for other people who contribute to them. Hey, Dodger, thanks for your call. It's obscene, you know, that they would take away something that is actually proving to help people get off of an addictive substance. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, these people have found something that gives them just a little bit of pleasure, and you get to take that away from them. That's
government.
That's government.
Taking what you enjoy and making it illegal and turning you into a criminal. Well, I will be a criminal because I'm never going back to cigarettes. 855, right. 450 free. What do you think about vaping? What do you think about any topic? You can call us. It's always open phones, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. We're in our final segment, but we still got time for a few more phone calls. That's 855-450-3733. That's the number to get on the air and talk about what you like in studio. It's myself, Chris.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
I'd like to make a special announcement here before we go to the next call, and that is that I'm going to unban James Whittakine from the show. We don't ban people hardly ever on Free Talk Live. I think I can count on my hand, one hand,
yes,
the amount of bans, and I don't think I would fill the hand. I think it would be like three over the 13, I don't know, how many years have we been doing this now? But yeah. It's 2002, so...
Can you count on one hand how many times you've banned James Whittakine?
Yes. James was banned finally from the show for alleged threats against specifically Mark Edge, who... Because I don't care if James threatens me. It really doesn't bother me at all. But Mark,
I just want to get in the ring with him. I think it would be a blast.
Mark, well, when Daryl Perry went down to visit Arizona, he let James know he was coming down there and where he would be, and James did not show up to meet him. So he was actually in his hometown.
I wonder how many people would put into a pot. How many people would bet on me and James?
Ooh, that is a good question. The pay-per-view. Pay-per-view, right.
Yeah. We could film it ourselves. It would be like bum fights, but
okay,
with the Pope.
I remember that. So anyway, he was ultimately banned because it got to the point where Daryl and Mark were two of the main co-hosts on the show at the time, and neither of them would actually speak to James. So they would essentially, you know, walk out of the studio. They wouldn't walk out, but they would take their headphones off during the call.
Right.
And so it would just be me listening to James and talking about them, but them not responding. And, you know, while I might consider that to not be the most professional thing to do, because, you know, that's just the way I see it, it's their choice. They didn't feel comfortable talking to this person. So it was to the point where it was like, okay, well, most of my main hosts won't even entertain listening to what this person has to say. To some extent, it's a little bit of an in-studio mutiny on their parts.
Right.
And so, all right, fine, I'll ban James. So I banned him. But now Daryl's gone from the show. He's been gone. He kind of retired from radio earlier this year after a bit of a different life change for him. And Mark is
And another
here.
Minor mutiny.
And Mark's here some nights of the week. So I'm going to say James is probably still, I'm going to say he's still banned during Mark nights, but on nights on which Mark is not on the show, I'm going to go ahead and unban James.
Ooh, can I make that decision too? I just, the guy's threatened.
You've already made the decision.
The guy's,
you let him on the show.
Well, I didn't know I was let, I thought it was somebody from Ohio. It was a complete surprise. James has threatened me more times than I could count in chat.
Has he threatened you, or has he said, your life will change as you know it, or something like
he
that?
He has described in great detail all the things that he would do to damage me.
Okay. And he has
not
threatened you.
Yeah, physically damaged.
Sometimes
him.
He gets so drunk that he actually does threaten.
Yeah.
But other times he's kind of careful with the way he says things.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm going to change your life forever or something like that.
You know, I've paid so little attention to the guy, I don't even know if he's threatened me or not.
Well, if you want to see what he has to say, you can always talk to him on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. He has his own little room. It's called Toxic User Zone, NSFW, which stands for Not Safe for Work. So if you want to go and talk to James.
The rubber
there.
Room.
You could even tip him.
Wow.
And some people have.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
I wish I could see his balances, though. You can't. I can't, even as an admin, I can't see what other people's tip balances are.
We're going to go to Discord, where we've got Red Devil. Red Devil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, good evening. So, changing subject. Sorry about that. Going on. So, I've been looking into, you know, Porkfest and everything. I heard last year was really, was kind of pretty cool and everything. And I was thinking this year I'm going to try to go in 2020. I mean, they don't have the dates out yet, right?
For Porkfest? No, I've not heard anything.
No. Okay. So I guess, like, my big thing is I'm, you know, I've brought my wife around to, you know, looking at houses and things in New Hampshire and jobs and stuff. And it's way different than over here in Montana. 'Cause like here in Missoula, it's, you know, low pay, high housing cost. It's kind of really crazy. But then I start looking at New Hampshire and stuff, and it's like the same kinds of houses that go for $300,000-$400,000 here are like $100,000-$150,000 there.
Really?
And then you start looking at jobs, like my job. If I was to take my job, which right now I'm making about $16 an hour, if I were to go there and do something, it would be like 19 to 20.
Hmm. Yeah, we have a very low unemployment rate, so jobs are, they have to pay more if they want to get anybody to do them.
Yeah, no, I mean, you'd figure that it was that way. That's, we have, here in Missoula, I guess they keep telling us that we have one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country, but then we also have a lot of non-wage earner incomes here.
Right.
So it's really tough to get the housing and everything. But I guess I was just wondering, trying to look around, like you said, it's, you know, New Hampshire's not that big compared to Montana and everything.
Oh.
I was just wondering, what are your guys, what do you guys feel about the different towns there? Like, I see there's Keene and Manchester, and I noticed that Lancaster. I've been looking at places. There's like Gorham and stuff, and Goshen, and I guess I'm looking.
There's something like 200 towns in New Hampshire, and like another few dozen cities, or a couple dozen cities, or something like that.
And the vast majority of towns don't qualify as a city. I think we only have what, like 16 cities, and everything else is, my town's pretty typical. It's a couple thousand people, and that's about it.
Well,
you know, two to maybe one to three or four thousands, the bulk of the town.
Well, Red Devil, it depends what you're looking for. I mean, if a job or a career is particularly important, you know, you may find more options in a place like a Nashua or a Manchester.
Right.
If you're kind of like somebody who can work anywhere, then that expands your options. You're obviously going to get more of a beach town, you know, situation from like a Portsmouth, where it's more populated one part of the year, but not so much the other. Prices are going to be increased because you're on the seacoast. If you're living up in the North Country, you're going to get some fairly desolate areas as far as the economy is concerned. You definitely want to be more of like a work from home or work remotely kind of person, ideally up there, because like retail is not really something that is particular. Businesses don't exist in a lot of cases in the North Country, but there's more freedom there in a lot of ways.
So, yeah, I mean, here in Montana, I live in, I mean, it's like the third largest city here or something like that, but it's like I definitely am looking to move out of town.
And how many people in that third largest?
Last time I checked, I think it was like 80,000, something like that.
So that's like Nashua, basically.
Yeah, half the size of Manchester.
I mean, but, yeah. Well, that's pretty good then, I guess. Like
Manchester's only like 100-something.
Yeah, 150, like I think.
No.
Trying to figure out, I'm planning on, you know, driving to New Hampshire for Porkfest and stuff. So it's a pretty long drive. I just want to maximize my time there and try to figure out where I want to go.
Now, are you bringing the wife with you?
Everything. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good plan.
The nice thing is like you can take a day and cover a lot of the state. You know, it's not Montana in that aspect. I mean, I can drive from one end of the state to the other in about 3 hours, and 3 hours I could be anywhere in the state I wanted to be.
Manchester population, 111,000.
111, okay. Are you doing Forkfest as well?
That's another question I had. Like, I was hearing about Forkfest. It sounds like they're trying to do it after Porcupine
Fest.
That's
what's going to likely happen, So we don't know when, but generally you want to think about the Porcupine Freedom Festival usually going to hit at around the summer solstice, so around like that third, fourth week in June is the typical time for the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
And my prediction is the Porcupine Freedom Festival will probably run through the 4th of July, whether we plan it that way or not.
We'll see.
I think if we're close to it, it's going to be too tempting for people to stay, and they're just going to do it even if we try to stop them, and we probably won't try very hard.
So, I guess what my view is from what I've looked and read about, you know, the Pork Fest is a little bit more, I'd say, corporate, but not really. And while Fork Fest is a little bit more
Pork Fest,
I guess, I don't know,
is reputed to be more family friendly. It's more like, you know, like a lot of the Christians seem to feel more comfortable there, but you know, then again, I think Gene would fit in great at Forkfest. So, you know, I don't want to make that a blanket statement.
There were families at Forkfest this year, and they seemed to be having a good time.
Yeah.
But yeah, check out forkfest.party to learn more about that. No dates yet, but we'll let you know as soon as we know. Thanks for the call tonight.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Peace.
That's all the time we've got tonight, but we'll be here tomorrow night and every night. This is...
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can.
because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.